As coronavirus numbers improve here in the U.S., many are hoping life can start to look like some semblance of normal again soon. Bars remain shuttered here in Arizona, but restaurants and many small businesses are open with restrictions. Schools are back in session, albeit virtually. But one thing that no one seems to be talking about starting up anytime soon is live music. Tens or hundreds of people packed into a club to dance to their favorite band doesn't exactly sound like social distancing. So that leads those small and independent music venues that host those shows out of luck. And now many of them say they are on the brink of having to close their doors for good if they don't get some kind of help from the government. Stephen Chilton owns one of those venues, the Rebel Lounge here in Phoenix. He's also the vice president of the National Independent Venue Association, or NIVA. I spoke with him more about their efforts to lobby Congress to pass legislation aimed at saving their industry nationwide.
We know we're going to be the last thing. And so while we're opening up a little bit more and there's being a little bit loose of regulations on other businesses and talk of opening up bars, we still know we're going to be the last piece of that. So no one's really talking about mass gatherings coming back in the near future. And the other problem is it's not like we can just open whenever we're told we can. We have to book events and the artists need to plan out. So a lot of artists are not planning to tour until well into next year. And so, you know, even if we're able to open up by January or February, it might be a long time until tours and artists are back to anything that looks like normal. You know, it's going to be a long process of artists trying out some shows, seeing what are the rules, you know, how does the audience feel? It's not like that entire system can just turn on a dime.
So you've become, in the meantime, involved with the National Independent Venue Association, with this Save Our Stages movement, advocating for some help from the federal level to try and keep venues afloat in the process. You have two bills, I know, working their way through Congress now in Washington. What are those asking for?
One is the Restart Act, which is a broad bill for small businesses. One of the main reasons we're advocating for that one primarily is it would be for all small businesses, not just venues, but it would tie the forgiveness and it would be forgivable loans like PPP, but would be where the forgiveness is tied to how impacted a business has been. You know, for us, that's great because our businesses, I haven't been open since March. It's zero revenue since March. So we would get the most aid eligible because we've been impacted the most. And then the other act that we're really excited about would be very similar, except for it would be a grant program. And that's the Save Our Stages Act, which was written specifically for us, for music venues, promoters, and talent representatives. I just don't know how any business can go 10, 12 months with zero revenue. Yeah. It's just not possible without help.
Is this at this point, Steve, really like do or die for many venues? Like, are you going to be able to bridge the gap in any other way?
I think it really is do or die. I don't know how anyone can survive that long. And, you know, there's a lot of venues, we're seeing venues starting to close. I think a lot of venues were holding on, just hoping that something would happen. And as first we was hoping that there'd be a stimulus in July, and then it was August. And now we don't even know if both sides are really actually, you know, even negotiating a bill right now. And so, you know, a lot of business owners are having to decide, is it, do I mortgage my house to get through this or empty my retirement? Or, you know, those are the kind of decisions that business owners are trying to decide of how much can you lose in the interim to be able to get through this. And I think we're going to see if aid doesn't come in the near future, I think we're going to see a lot more venues closing very soon.
One advantage you may have, though, in the music industry is that, you know, there are a lot of big names, right, who are relatively well-known who would want to support this. You want to support independent venues. Yeah. You've had David Byrne, I know, speak up, Joni Mitchell. Like, is there any impact there? Have you been able to build momentum?
I mean, the artist community has been great. We've had lots of artists, like you mentioned, supporting. We've had a lot of comedians supporting. Mm-hmm. You know, all the late night hosts have been supporting. So, you know, that support from artists is huge. And that's our big point of why these venues are so important, is because they're important to the artists. It's important for developing the artists. It's where artists start. You know, not every artist that plays our clubs becomes a star, but everyone who's become a star started in our clubs.
Mm-hmm. What's your biggest fear here going into this? Like, if this doesn't happen, if you can't get the aid, I mean, it's your business, obviously, and your passion going away potentially. But what do you fear that this might do to our communities, to our cities, you know, to the arts?
I just fear that it's going to be a long time to recover if we don't get through this. I mean, some of the venues we're talking about are 100 years old. There's not a lot of venues like this, and a lot of them don't turn over very fast. And if they fail and go away, it is going to be a very long time. Rialto Theater down in Tucson, They just turned 100 this year. That theater's that been there for 100 years, and we're talking about losing it now. You know, the economics of starting new venues is just so, it is such a small, tough business to be in. You know, it's devastating what's happening to restaurants, but restaurants pop up a lot faster than venues do. And so if these venues can get aid and survive this, they'll be able to turn back on when the pandemic's over. And when the pandemic's over, we're going to be able to go to concerts again. And if these venues don't get aid and close permanently, that's one of the things people are looking forward to when this is over, being able to go to concerts and go out and events and socialize again. And it'd be so sad if they're not able to because the venues and concerts don't happen, don't exist.
All right. That is Stephen Chilton, The vice president for the National Independent Venue Association, owner of the Rebel Lounge here in Phoenix, and also the owner and talent buyer for Psycho Steve Presents. Steve, thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you so much for talking to me.